This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Bhai Tika festival marked today by celebrating love among brothers and sisters. Election Commission says it is monitoring observance of Election Code of Conduct strictly. And terrorist attack at Shahachera religious site in Iran kills at least 13 people.
Landline phone ma samasya.
Now the news in detail. Bhai Tika, the fifth day of the Tiyar festival, has been marked today on the occasion. Brothers receive Tika from their sisters. On the fifth day of Tihar, also known as Emma Panchak, sisters wish their brothers long life, good health and wealth with respect, faith and loyalty by putting Saptarangi or seven-coloured tika as per age old traditions. After sisters put tika on their brothers' forehead, brothers also put tika on their sisters. It is widely believed that worshipping one's sisters leads to good luck and prosperity. Following the religious and social tradition, sisters give their brothers food including dry fruits and sell roti after applying tika, while brothers also show their respect by offering gifts to their sisters as symbol of good fortune. Meanwhile, in the capital Kathmandu, the temple of Bal Gopaleshwar in the middle of Rani Pokhari is open for those who do not have sisters and those who are unable to reach their sisters for Bhai Tika. The Bal Gopaleshwar temple opens only on the Bhai Tika day each year. Those who don't have sisters and brothers go to this temple, worship and receive Tika. Dr. Govinda Tandon, a cultural expert and former member secretary of Pasupati Area Development Trust, said that there is also a practice of worshipping at Khanjeshwar Mahadev Temple in Jaibagaswari today by those who do not have sisters and brothers. Meanwhile, a mass celebration of Bhai Tika was organized at the Rani Pokhari Best Bal Gopaleshwar Temple today. Likewise, Bhai Tika was observed in mass at Basantapur Best Kastamand of Temple as well. Anjali Maske, known as Anjali Didi, offered Bhai Tika to the brothers who reached the temple to receive Tika. Bhai Tika is celebrated by Newar community as Kiza Puja. In the Newar community, according to the traditions, some people celebrate Bhai Tika or Kiza Puja today and some tomorrow. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari didn't offer Bhai Tika to her brothers this year. The office of the president stated that the head of the state refrained from the Bhai Tika rituals and didn't offer Bhai Tika to her younger brothers this year as her parental family is mourning the death of their close family member. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba refrained from Bhai Tika this year as he has been mourning the death of his brother Prem Bahadur Deoba. Meanwhile, the Bhaiya Dooj festival has been marked in the Mithila region today, expressing love among brothers and sisters. As per tradition, married sisters invite their brothers to their homes and serve them with delicacies. The brothers also offered gift to their sisters, expressing their affection. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Election Commission says it has strictly been monitoring the observance of the Election Code of Conduct to ensure free and fear-free elections. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission, Surya Prasad Aryal, said the commission could ask for clarification from any leaders or political parties or officials if they are found violating the election codes of conduct. He said the commission has already asked for 54 clarifications since the announcement of the elections. Domestic and foreign tourists have started arriving in Kanchenjunga region, home to the third highest peak in the world. According to the Kanchenjunga Conservation Area, according to the Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council, 52 hotels are operating on the trekking route leading to the base camp of Kanchenjunga Mountain. Two paths have been used to reach the base camp of Mount Kanchenjunga. Tourists reach the base camp of Kanchenjunga through Sirijunga Rural Municipality of Daplejung. The hotels, which had been closed for a long time due to COVID pandemic, are now full of guests. Tourist assistant at Management Council's Amfuthin office, Suryaman Rai, said along with the foreigners, domestic tourists are also arriving to see the mountain regions through the South Pole. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. At least 13 people were killed and 21 others injured in a terrorist attack at the Sahasrara religious shrine in Iran's southern city of Shiraz on Wednesday. The local media outlet said one woman and two children were among the victims, adding that investigations showed that the security forces of the shrine were also targeted in this attack. Meanwhile, the protests have continued for the past 40 days in Iran following the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody. Mahsa Amini died in police custody after she was detained by the police for not wearing the hijab properly. Protests have been taking place in major cities across Iran following Amini's death. BBC has mentioned that 234 people, including 29 children, have died in a police crackdown during the protest. A large demonstration was held in Sarkaz, Amini's hometown, on the 40th day of her death. Protesters are protesting the Islamic system of governance in Iran. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said China and the United States must find ways to get along to safeguard world peace and development. The Chinese leader's conciliatory words followed after months of tension between Washington and Beijing over what the U.S. views as China's increasingly aggressive stance towards Taiwan and Beijing's refusal to condemn Russia's war in Ukraine. Xi said in his message to the New York-based non-profit organization that as major powers, strengthening communication and cooperation between China and the U.S. will help to increase global stability and certainty and promote world peace and development. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous area of country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The department says due to a mild influence of westerly wind, brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudar Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bhai Tika festival marked today by celebrating love among brothers and sisters. Election Commission says it's monitoring observance of election code of conduct strictly. And terrorist attack at the Sahasrara religious shrine in Iran kills at least 13 people. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepal.org. www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.